Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our show tonight. This is Triple Chalice Tarot, and we're doing our midweek show. I'm your host for tonight, Aluna Odette, and I want to welcome you. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. I have a message to share, and I'm going to start by shuffling my cards. And the deck I'm using tonight is a Steampunk Tarot by Barbara Moore and artist Allie Fell. So now I'm going to do a 5-card spread and see what is in store for us tonight. Okay, so the present position is the Hierophant, okay? And the Hierophant is a messenger, a teacher, someone filled with wisdom, and their worldly experience has made them, morphed them into a person of religious faith. And when I say religious, I don't mean any sort of denomination per se, but just using those experiences and sharing those experiences with the younger youth as a way to inspire them to live a more spiritual life. He is known as the mediator between the heavens and the earth. He is one that receives the higher guidance. So this card is saying that you are a person. I know that as we broadcast and share our links for our show live on Twitter, there are a lot of tarot readers themselves who tune into our show. So this is saying that you are a person really walking in divine faith. Okay, you're someone who has a message to share, someone who is there to teach and also share guidance with those willing to listen. Now, as I go into the distant past, I'm seeing a bit of emotional turbulence here with the 5 of Cups, okay? And in the 5 of Cups, we have a man who is seated at a bar, okay? And there are 3 cups that have been spilled over, yet there are 2 that are still remaining upright, so in total of 5. So the 3 that were spilled over, they signify or symbolize loss, regret, you know, a sense of depression, things changing and a situation being lost or emotionally heartbreaking. Okay, so this card in the distant past is a reminder to you to use those experiences and not let them continue to hold you back in doubt, continue to hold you back in depression. Learn from them, grow from them, shed your tears while you're in it and while you felt it, but make sure you're moving forward and you're not allowing that experience or the loss of that experience to hold you back. Now, what I'm seeing here in the recent past, okay, so what's been going on with you recently is the 3 of Wands. And the 3 of Wands, you know, this card depicts a man who is staring out over the horizon. He has reached a high place, and now he's looking even further for expansion. This card is known for its entrepreneurship symbolism, whereas he's standing and looking through this device that he's created to stare out onto, he's looking out at an ocean, and the ocean has ships. So with the device that he has, he's acting like a lighthouse to drive the ships in. So this card symbolizes actively waiting, okay, waiting for something that you know, waiting for your reward that you know you're due, and also having your sights set on what you generally want, what you plan to do with yourself and with your gift. Obviously, we see the Hierophant here. So you have a gift of speaking, you have a gift of teaching, you know, and sharing wisdom with those who are interested in what you are teaching. So perhaps this is talking about taking that next step and venturing with that into an entrepreneurship
presence, experience, enterprise, whatever you want to call it, but definitely setting your sights and setting some goals. But it's also saying that you're at a place of stability because you have that foothold, you have that fort, if you will, to look out and look further. So you're safe in where you're at, but don't forget to reach even further. Continue to set goals, continue to set milestones with what you're doing. We could definitely take on that, our own advice, but definitely continue to do that because that is the only way to possibly grow. Now, in the inner emotions position, okay, so how you're feeling on the inside, I'm seeing the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is a card, as we deal with swords, swords deals with the intellect, communication, how we process ideas, information, thoughts. And in this depiction, we have a young lady who she's dressed very flamboyantly, but she's stealing something, okay? She's stealing about five swords, yet there are two swords remaining in the encampment in which she's stealing from, and there's a depiction of an eye, okay? So an eye that is watching her. So this act in that she's doing, because when you normally think of someone stealing something or keeping something hidden, you think of them doing so in a manner that will be stealthy. But yet we see the total contrast in this character because the person isn't really concerned with their stealth, you know? So it's almost to say that you're trying to hide something about yourself, but you're not doing it in the right way. So why is it even necessary? You know, why keep this side of yourself if it is this side of yourself that the Hierophant, the one that wants to go out and teach, that one that wants to get into the study of spirituality or faith? Why keep that constantly hidden? Because you're probably not really doing a good job about it. You're probably still interested in it, finding yourself drawn to it. So you're doing yourself no favors by trying to tiptoe around what you are genuinely interested in or keeping secrets about it. Now, what I'm seeing in the final result, okay, is the Three of Pentacles, okay? And in the Three of Pentacles, we have, well, first of all, let's talk about pentacles. Pentacles deal with money. Remember I talked about the enterprise and you looking over the horizon? So the goal and the final result being pentacles, resources, money, accumulation of that, the steps that are necessary to accumulate that and keep it, okay, because that's important. You can make the money, but are you keeping it, and is it going to be well spent or well used? But in the Three of Pentacles, we have three individual people, three different people, okay? And they're building something. They're in a cathedral, and they're building something. Now, the first person, they have a blueprint in their hand. So they have the structure of how this building is going to be put together. What needs to go where? What podium needs to support, or I'm sorry, which pillar needs to be placed where to support the structure? The next person we have is a young lady, and she's wielding some tarot cards, okay, so there's a messenger here, but at the same time, she has the vision of what it needs to look like, whereas the one who wields the blueprint, yes, he knows the placements and the measurements and the mathematics, but does he really see it all coming together? Can he see the aesthetics of it? Okay, that's where this young lady comes in with what vision she brings to the table. And then the final person, they have the tools. They have the craftsmanship. They have the bring it all together into the process of manifestation. Three is the number of manifestation, so it's bringing it all into accumulation. And if you think about it, this card is the recipe to any business venture. So if you are considering going that route of using your wisdom and your faith or teaching people in the act of spirituality, understanding that it's going to take all of that. You're going to have to conceptualize how you're going to put this brand together, this business together. You're going to have to have the vision of how far it can go and what you want it to look like. And you also have to put in the work. You have to put in the handiwork. You have to keep it going. taking the lesson definitely for ourselves as we are continuing to produce content for you guys and come up with new ideas to keep the show innovative and fresh. But I know there are a lot of you out there that listen that are also tarot readers and also spiritualists yourself. So sharing my message, I hope this was very helpful. We have about 4 minutes left, and I just want to remind you guys, we are on Twitter. Definitely check out our archives. We have been doing shows. And Saturday, we will start off with our new suit, which is the Wands, which talks about ego, passion, drive. You know, we saw one of our wands here, the Three of Wands, as a man was looking out into expansion. He's ready for the next step. So that's what the wand is about. It's about action, go-getter, passion, and fuel. Okay? So with that, I want to thank you all so, so much for sticking with me. I'm Aluna Odette, one of your hosts with TCT, and I'm wishing you guys a good night.